This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's readings, my dear friends, are very important in these days because they, in a way, give us a foreshadowing and a figure of what Jesus will do for us on the at today's Mass. He will give us his body and blood. And what we see today, the great miracle, one of Jesus' greatest miracles, when he feeds 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So he will also feed us, feed the whole world with his own body and blood on the night before he died. This is symbolic multiplication of the loaves and fishes, is a type of the Eucharist. Jesus feeds us all, feeds all of us, the whole world. We can see that also in today's first reading, from where Elisha feeds 100 people. The scripture tells us they shall eat and there shall be some left over. Another figure of the Holy Eucharist. Jesus will feed all of us and there'll be some left over, as it were. All 100 ate and there was some left over. 5,000 men ate, and there were 12 baskets left over. And today's responsorial psalm reminds us that God takes care of all of our needs, both our physical needs with food and clothing and so forth, but especially our spiritual needs. He gives us the bread from heaven, spiritual food. The responsorial tells us the hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. We should do a lot of reading in the Psalms, my dear friends, because they give us so much a glimpse of what will happen in the New Testament, because they also foreshadow the great things that God will do for us. He will answer all our needs. And the psalmist tells us, "You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Now, this is the word of God. So, God opens his hands and satisfies the desires of every living thing. And we should always remember this when we pray, because God will always answer our prayers. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that God infallibly answers every prayer. The scriptures tell us that, and we see it today. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. St. Paul also reminds us again of how the Holy Eucharist is the body of Christ. And we are also the mystical body of Christ. And we should be one in spirit with one another. Live in a manner worthy of your call. What is our call? Our call is faith in Jesus Christ. We follow Jesus Christ. Faith in him. We are part of his mystical body, as you know from the teaching of the church. We are the church militant, and we're united with the church triumphant in heaven and the church suffering on earth. But here on earth, we are all one with God and with the Spirit. That's why St. Paul tells us to walk with humility and patience and towards one another. One body, Jesus' mystical body, of whom we are all members. And that's why it's so important to receive Holy Communion, because as we grow in grace, we are in a way part of everybody else, and as one body, one part of the body prospers, so we will all prosper. By our coming here today at Mass and sharing in the Eucharist, we unite with all the people in the church, and as we grow in holiness, so the body of Christ will grow. In the same way with the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, if one body, part of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. So when one part of the body is holy and good, the whole body will suffer, will influence other souls. One spirit through baptism, made one with the Spirit. We are all temples of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul reminds us Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? This again is all the union that we have through sanctifying grace, that God dwells in our soul. St. Faustina was told by Jesus that when he finds a soul that trusts in him, he fills it with such an abundance of grace that it radiates grace to all those around it. So too, when we grow in the grace of God and we become holy because Jesus Christ dwells in us, and we increase sanctifying grace when we pray and sacrifice and receive the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, we will influence everybody. First, our spouses, our family members, then all those whom we encounter, because God dwells in us. We see this in today's gospel, how Jesus is the great prophet. A great prophet has arisen. The Jews saw Jesus only as an earthly king who would supply their physical needs. They lacked true faith in his divinity. They saw him as a great prophet, not as the Son of God. That's why when Jesus asked the apostles at Caesarea Philippi, "Whom do men say that I am?" Pope John Paul II tells us that's the most important question we could ever ask. Who is Jesus Christ? The Jews do not fully understand. They do not know that he is the Son of God. They do not know. That's why later on, when he promises them the Eucharist, he says, "I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world." Many of them walk away. They say, "This is a hard saying. Who can accept it? Who can accept it?" So today's multiplication of the loaves and fishes is again a foreshadowing and a type of the Holy Eucharist, how Jesus will feed us with his own body and blood. And as he fed 5,000 men, which is a tremendous miracle, so he can feed all of us for all time. "Behold, I am with you all days, even to the end of the world." This can certainly be applied to the Eucharist. Jesus is with us in the tabernacle, in the Eucharist, and he feeds us all. St. John's Gospel, from which we take today's Gospel, is a beautiful gospel about the promise of the Holy Eucharist, the promise that will be fulfilled on the night before he died. Jesus tells us again, "I am the living bread that has come down from heaven." The Jews just ate the bread, the barley loaves and fishes, but Jesus tells us he's the living bread, and those who eat of this bread shall live forever, and the bread he gives is his flesh for the life of the world. He will give us his own body and blood. And only those who partake of this body and blood will have life in them. "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you," he says later on in chapter 6. "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life everlasting, and I will raise him up on the last day." My friends, that's why we're here today. Where else can we be fed with the body and blood of Christ? Only in the Holy Eucharist. And if we receive Holy Communion worthily and with the proper dispositions, we'll grow in grace. Grow in grace depending upon the great love that we have. That's why we should always be asking for an increase of love, an increase in faith. "Jesus, increase my faith. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I implore that I may love thee more and more." And then we, as we grow in grace, we'll grow in the love of God. And this is so important. Today we have many, many people who do not believe. They are like the Jews who in the latter part of chapter 6, they walk away. This is a hard saying. They do not believe. They do not believe that the Holy Eucharist is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. This is Catholic teaching. We cannot deny it. If we deny this teaching, we deny our faith. We lose our faith. And maybe that's why so many people don't go to church anymore. They think they can pray at home. Oh, I pray at home. I don't go to church. All right? They say only hypocrites go to church, so forth and so on. That's true. We're all hypocrites, and we're all sinners. That's why we're here. I like what St. Joseph Cafasso says. Heaven is filled with sinners. And he says, there's room for a few more. That's why we're all here. We're all sinners. And we need to live on the body and blood of Christ. And we need to pray for all those people, my dear friends, who are not here. We know our family members, many of them have lapsed. Many don't go to church. Many have lost their faith. They no longer believe. This is why Our Lady said at Fatima, many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. This is why we need to pray our rosary and we need to pray and sacrifice for souls. And then the opposite will happen, the converse of that. Because we pray and sacrifice, many souls will go to heaven. So we must do all that we can in these days. As you know, the church is in great crisis because many people no longer believe. Many people no longer go to church. Many people no longer keep the commandments. Many people don't even believe in God, sadly. So this is why we need to sacrifice and pray, especially for our family members, our relatives, our friends, and the whole church and the whole world, as Our Lady asked us at Fatima, to pray the rosary and to pray and sacrifice for sinners. So my dear friends, this is a most important obligation. And then when we die, as Jesus will raise us up on the last day, then we will see the many, many, many souls that we have saved with our prayers. Many souls. You have to believe that God will answer every prayer we say. So if we're praying for sinners and souls, God will save many, many souls. And we need miracles of grace in our time. And only God can give that to us. So let us pray. And let us pray the rosary especially to Our Lady, the mediatrix of all grace, that she will save many of her children. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you. Christus